You always hear you should love yourself first before you love anybody else. But new research is saying maybe that's not true. Dr. Patrick Juanes is our relationship expert. You can find him online at patrickjuanes.com. Dr. Juanes, is that a real thing? You have to love yourself first? Because I feel like I love my children and my husband above all else, myself included.
What a great point. I think that we've become so obsessed in today's society with this extreme idea of extreme individualism and narcissism where I must be first, I must come first, I must really, really love myself, I must put myself first before everything and everyone else. And I say, no, that's really unhealthy. I'm not talking about people that have experienced all different forms of trauma, sexual abuse, physical, mental, emotional abuse, who have such low self-esteem and don't like themselves that we have to put all our energy into helping them to love themselves. I'm talking about the average person. If we all walked around saying, I must be first, and that's the only way that I can live, we would never, ever be able to love anyone else. Think of the fireman who rushes into the burning building, knowing there's a good chance he will die, but his intention is to save the life of a child or someone else. Do we say to him, no, 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 Mr. Fireman, you must love yourself first. Don't take the risk. I believe our real purpose and meaning in life comes from being able to love someone even more than we love ourselves. As a mother taking care of her children, or a father loving their children, or someone devoting their life to someone else, taking care of an ailing parent, an ailing friend. Being able to step outside of yourself and not think only in terms of yourself. This is one of the reasons why we have so many mental health issues. People are obsessed with narcissism. They're focusing on narcissism, you know, me, 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 rather than thinking about actually how can I do good things for other people.
Doctor, if you're somebody that, you know, regards themselves as a fixer or a support person or something like that, and this is something that you have dedicated a good amount of energy or you're dedicating energy to that, can it become dangerous for you? When is the line where you've gone too far?
What a great point, because yes, there are people who play the rescuer and they believe that their only sense of self-worth will come from rescuing and saving other people. I teach the balance. You have to love yourself and you have to be able to love other people.
I think there's a big difference in general we've confused the two between self-care and self-love.
Yeah.
Like, self-care is important, but when people are like, you have to put yourself first, so you have to get your manicure and like tell your kid you can't bring them to soccer practice. Like, it doesn't, to me, that doesn't make sense. Like,
right. No, in that regard, I wouldn't think it would, right?
Right. But you hear that
so
often. That's a great point. You know, you always hear, like, you gotta, self-care is important. And of course it's important, but it doesn't go further than like taking care of your loved ones, because those are the people that should be a priority in your life.
Yeah, and I think you've raised a really good point, because there are some things that are not so meaningful or not so critical. Manicures and pedicures aren't critical to self-care.
Right.
They're really just a bonus. It's like putting some icing on the cake. You can do without them. I'm not saying don't do them, but if you're going to choose that over meeting your child's emotional needs, failing to make them significant, then that's a big mistake.
Right. Seems like that would be pretty straightforward, right?
Well, it should be, but unfortunately it isn't. The last thing I wanted to share was there's this misconception that I can't love anyone else until I love myself, and that's not true, because there are people who are more compassionate to others than they are to themselves. There's people who go further for others than they go for themselves. You can actually do that. Again, I teach find the balance. Engage in self-care, love yourself, but don't become egotistical, selfish, and narcissistic, where you no longer care about other people.
It's nice for you to drive the kids to and from practice, but make sure you get a shower, too.
Exactly. Dr. Patrick Juanes, you can find him at patrickjuanes.com. Thank you, Dr. Juanes. We appreciate it.